السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد, we were discussing narrations that are mentioned in Shamal al-Tirmizi in regards to the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we mentioned yesterday that it was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's habit to always be smiling. He was soft-natured, he was not hard-hearted, and we mentioned that he did not seek the faults of others and try to pry into matters that did not affect him. And we ended off with tarkuhu ma la ya'ni, to leave that which does not concern you. That this is the beauty of a person's Islam, is that they avoid things that do not concern them. Continuing on with that same narration, he says, وَتَرَكَ النَّاسَ مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saved the people from three things. لَا يَذُمُّ أَحَدًا وَلَا يَعِيبُهُ. He did not criticize anyone, nor did he insult anyone. وَلَا يَتْلُبُ عُورَتَهُ. And he did not seek to find the faults of others. And I mentioned yesterday how this is a very disease. It's a disease within the ummah as well. It's not just, you know, there was a time where everybody understood we don't talk about others, we don't talk ill about others. But unfortunately, it's a disease that has affected the ummah as well. That it's one thing to hear about the faults of others, it's another thing to search for the faults of others. Because the reality is, no one is perfect. The reality is, no one is perfect. And if you try to raise anyone to a pedestal, and you sit here and think, and I'm talking about, let's say, even if somebody is really religious, and you try to raise them on this pedestal, what happens is, when you raise them on this pedestal, and when they make a mistake that you become aware of, that's the condition. Because it's not that they're not making mistakes. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّى. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّى. وَخَيْرَ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. That the best, every single child of Adam alayhi salam makes a mistake, commits a sin. Everyone. The best of the children of Adam alayhi salam are those who do tawbah. They seek forgiveness of Allah. So when you raise somebody to a certain pedestal, and when their faults become apparent to you, you feel like you've been betrayed. But it is you who betrayed yourself. To think that anyone other than Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Anbiya alayhim salam, because they were all ma'soom, they were all saved from sin. It's a very important thing we understand this. I've stressed this in Jummah before, that according to the Ahlul Kitab, they say Anbiya, they did this and they did that, and they say bad things about them. But the Aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah as a Muslim, the Aqeedah is the Anbiya never ever do something vile or bad or ill. And if they make what we would consider a mistake, it's really because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted that to happen, to teach a lesson. But it's not really a mistake. It's not really a mistake. It's only a mistake from our perspective. And there's a long conversation in Abbas about this that I've mentioned before. The main point is, we establish Anbiya alayhim wassalam are sinless. Don't elevate someone too high that the moment their faults become apparent to you, that you all of a sudden turn away from them. And often at times, trying to make it more relatable and practical, is that when you see a person preaching deen, and sometimes they slip, they were tested by Allah, then a lot of times, unfortunately, people start bad-mouthing and talking ill, and they start saying, oh, scholars are like this. And I've had so many conversations with people, I said, they're humans. They're humans. So I'm just trying to get us to be a bit more relatable and understand how it needs to be understood. So it was the habit of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he did not seek the faults of others. وَلَا يَتَكَلَّمُ إِلَّا فِيمَا رَجَى ثَوَابًا. And he only spoke about things, he only spoke when he had a hope of reward in it. Meaning, if you have something good to say, say it. If you don't have something good to say, stay silent. I read a hadith the other day, yesterday, and it's from Allah that I read it to yesterday night. It mentions that you should avoid keeping your speech such that it does not mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in simple words, don't have a lot of conversations in which the name of Allah is not mentioned. Because every conversation, in which the name of Allah is not mentioned, it hardens the heart. So don't have a lot of speech. Don't have a lot of kalam in conversations, except with one condition, that in those conversations,